Welcome back inside Coach's Inside here on Care Radio. Johnny came back with you, and we'll talk with the head coach of the Atchison High boys here, Pat Battle, for the final time here the 2020-21 high school basketball season. And, well, Coach, we'll start with this. It's been kind of a wild stretch here these last week or so. You've played three games since we've last talked. First on Friday last week, you took on Sumner Academy, picked up a 73-52 win, followed that up on Saturday with a win over Schlegel, 53-25. But last night, a tough one over Harmon. You fall in overtime, 55-50. So a lot of games here as of late, but overall, your guys have been playing pretty well. What have been your thoughts?
I'm pleased with what we've been doing defensively. I think that's, you know, that when you look at Sumner and you look at Harmon in particular, those are some teams that are pretty explosive. You go back and you look at their scores, they've scored a lot of points this year. So I really think that that's been the trigger, has been that we've been, you know, we've been pretty good on the defensive end and doing a better job rebounding the ball.
Yeah, and you also look at these games as well, and really just kind of the season as a whole. You look at your team, you can see the improvement here throughout the year. Do you really feel like the guys have figured it out here this season and have kind of turned things around and are now looking pretty good here heading into sub-state coming up next week?
I think for the most part, I think that's always a game-to-game thing, to be honest with you. But yeah, I'm really pleased with how well they're playing together. I think we're making progress. There's no question about it. And so it's just, you know, taking that next step and you know, reducing our turnovers. You know, playoff basketball, it comes down to three things, in my opinion. It's defense, being able to defend, being able to protect the basketball, and then it's hit free throws. And to me, those are the three elements that help you advance.
Yeah, and also look at it, too. I mean, Tuesday night in that loss to Harmon, you had a big night from Xavier Hernandez. He had nearly 30 points in that one. But are you still kind of looking for someone else to step up and kind of help him out a little bit? I know that's something we talked about early on in the season, but is that still kind of the case here late?
I really think that's happening, though. I really believe that we've got some good performances from Ray Bowen and Trey Carter. Hopefully, once we get back, Jesse Greenlee has some big games there too as well. So I think we're getting that. I think we're getting more of a balance. I know it's still with imbalance, but we're getting big points in places that we weren't getting it from earlier in the year.
Yeah, and you'll wrap up the regular season coming up on Friday. You'll have Wyandotte on the road, and Wyandotte is a team that you already beat here just a few weeks ago. That was a 54-42 win. Do you try to take anything from that first meeting with Wyandotte? What do you look at here on Friday?
Well, I think the big part in beating them is we've got to be able to, first of all, we've got to hit shots. They're going to zone us. We've got to be also find a way to get second shot opportunities. Go get, you know, throw it up and go get it. I think defensively for us, it's always a challenge. We got two pretty good kids inside. So we've got to figure out a way to contain them.
And, Coach, this is the final time here on the year that we will talk here on Coach's Insight. So I just want to kind of get your final thoughts just on the season as a whole. I know it's been crazy with all the COVID situations and just even with your league playing on different nights and the girls and things like that. So just what are you going to remember most about this season?
How weird it was. It all felt weird to start with. But that being said, when we're talking about the guys, I'm really proud of the way in which they've battled. They've bought into what we're trying to do, and it's the establishment of a new program and a new culture. And I think we're making significant strides. So, that my seniors, Omarion Daniels, Xavier Cushenberry, and Xavier Hernandez, you know, it's tough when you got a new coach coming in your senior year. And I think that they've done a pretty good job of buying into what we're doing, and they're going to leave a legacy.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck here down the stretch. I want to thank you for all the time you have taken out and joining us here this year. But good luck the rest of the way, starting with Wyandotte on Friday, and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate all the coverage that you guys do. Thank you.
Of course, Coach, thank you. Again, Pat Battle, head coach of the Atchison High boys, joining us this evening on Coach's Insight.